This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Holiday trade, I guess, is the only real explanation for it. We're seeing pressure in the soybeans due to some rainfall in Brazil, to be expected, I suppose. You see any green or yellow on the radar, and that's going to put some pressure on the beans. But all in all, traders are already checking out for the week and getting ready for the Christmas holiday on Monday. So very quiet, low volume trade. We've been seeing that day in and day out. Yesterday was a little bit of an exception. I think that was probably some squaring up before the holiday break for a lot of these folks, especially the traders in Chicago that may be taking a 4 or 5 day weekend over this holiday. So quiet, corn up a little bit in the overnight, beans down, that led by lower bean oil. Bean meal just kind of stable, and wheat's been the bright spot of the overnight trade. We did see export sales come in basically as expected, I guess would be my best summary as far as the grains go. Wheat was maybe a little light, beans were middle of the range, and corn was about the same. So nothing that should shock the market, good business, but nothing great. We'd like to see more, and the beat goes on.
With things a little bit quiet before the holiday break, let's talk about some of those bigger picture items then, Eric. Let's start with South America and the weather pattern right now. What are you seeing as far as what the latest weather reports are and what we could be expecting here in the near future?
Yeah, so there are some isolated good rainfall reports in a couple of states, and they're really missing the biggest region that needs it the most, and that is the state of Mato Grosso. The highs in Mato Grosso are still in the upper 90s to 100, and they're just not getting, you know, this last system that dumped 1 inch to 2 inches in some portions of Brazil was less than 1/4 inch in the entire state of Mato Grosso. So the areas that are hurting in the north and west regions continue to hurt, and then the southern tier of states continue to be just too wet.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn up 0.25 cents at 470 even. January soybeans down 6.5 at 1301 3/4. On the Merck, February live cattle up 22 cents at 170.52. January feeder cattle up 22 cents at 224.27. February lean hogs up 80 cents at 71.02. February pork cutout unchanged at 81.72. The spin a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.